This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Better late than never. It's TGO Radio, everybody. I apologize in advance for my voice, as I have been ill for about a week.
Fucking death's doorstep, it sounds like.
And, well, you should have heard it yesterday, or Thursday, or Wednesday, or, yeah, it was pretty, I have no idea what I had. I didn't have COVID, I didn't have, and I'll do the best I can to edit out all the coughing, but I'll tell you this. This might be the week for longtime listeners. One of us might cough and shit their pants this week. So if you've been waiting, if you're the listener that's been sitting around waiting for one of these assholes to shit their pants,
and waiting 19 fucking years for this shit to happen,
might be your week. Because when I cough, I got to clench. And if I don't, because I've been taking antibiotics, and if I don't, it's fucking Root Beer City.
Fucking A.
Yeah, buddy.
Pudding. Pudding in a cloud.
Oh, you see?
Oh. Oh, Jesus.
I have no idea what I had. But I am in the stage now where it's the great hockening. Like, it's just everything's green. I'm hocking up. I'm fucking blowing my nose. It's wild. I have no idea what I had. It wasn't COVID.
Huh.
I tested negative for that. It was something bigger than a cold. And it didn't really start breaking until I started taking antibiotics the other night.
Well, that's what finally broke Trixie's up when she got sick a couple weeks ago.
Really?
And she went to the doctor. She had bronchitis. And I got sick, you know, not too long after that. I don't know if I had bronchitis or what. But
well, I wonder if that's
similar
what I
to
had.
What? Similar to what? A lot of the same symptoms you have, you know. I don't talk all day, so I don't know how bad my voice would have got, you know.
Well, I can't wait to shut the fuck up at my job. Anyway, so I will apologize in advance for the coughing and the sneezing and the nose blowing and the sound, the quality of my voice. But we have been...
You're just now going to apologize to them for the quality of your fucking voice?
Oh, hi, everybody. It's your Brad Wise of The Quiet Storm. When I tell you that we went... You know, this is the 19th year, and we went 17 years, never, or 16 years, not caring about putting out a show every week. When I tell you that I have a certain amount of pride in me that we've had a show every week for about a year and a half straight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, You know, even if it's, you know, like a clip show at the end of the year, we've had a show.
We've had a show.
You know, on Saturday for however long straight. Like, well, if it's listenable, we'll get it done. And I have no show prep,
just ramble on about some shit.
I got some notes on my phone we can talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been taking random notes on my phone.
Yeah.
Like every time I think of something, I'll kind of type it out. And for example. How about for instance? Fuck pandas, it says here.
Oh, okay.
If panda pussy is so bad, they deserve what they get. Now.
What?
So, pandas won't fucking reproduce. We gotta show them panda porn and get them in a dark room with fucking, you know, lights like a party in the 70s.
If humans don't help, they won't reproduce?
They're fucking practically extinct.
Well, fuck them. Let them go.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck them.
Panda pussy must be
the worst pussy.
It must be rancid.
God awful.
I mean, right? Rancid.
See, and I always heard Oriental pussy was the shit.
Well, it's sideways. Right?
Is that not pussy right? Sideways.
No. No, Oriental pussy is. Is that not right? Is it not sideways?
I don't know.
I've never had
was it sideways? I've heard that too.
So fuck pandas.
So okay, so we've got to. All right, now hang on. So we've got a scale then. All right. At one end we've got
a scale, but I broke it.
Panda pussy, and at the other end we have Nebraska pussy.
Well, I still mark the anniversary. I know you do. Nebraska pussy.
So that's our spectrum. You got Nebraska, USA, and fucking panda. Bear pussy.
Well, you know why I'm not trying to fuck dogs?
Well, jeez, I hope because you've got morals.
Well, there's 70 reasons why. But one of them is human pussy is the bee's knees.
Yes.
I'm not trying to graduate from human pussy. All right? It's the way.
You're afraid you'd like it too much.
So you've got to fuck within your species in order to keep it going. And panda males are like, they're like the Bernie Sanders voters, male Bernie Sanders voters of the animal kingdom. Just okay. Pussy just does not motivate them in any fashion. You know?
Maybe panda the pussy. Panda pussies to die for. Maybe it's the fucking panda dicks that just don't work.
Well, they're like soy cocks. You're just like beta, you know.
Could be.
They have no interest in continuing the species.
Maybe that panda pussy's fire.
Maybe it's the best pussy. Maybe it should be on the other end of the spectrum, and I'll never know, but maybe it should be on the other end with Nebraska pussy, and then on the other end, it's panda dick is the worst.
You ever had panda pussy, Jimmy?
I still mark the anniversary.
It could be the dick. It could be the panda dick.
Take back what you said about the boy, Si.
Fucking Eddie.
I saw him in something recently, too, and I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's it's funny when you see someone from Deadwood pop up in the wild, you go, oh, that's fucking who,
yeah,
you
oh,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember, you know, in the late 2000s there, after that show ended, man, those people were fucking everywhere. And they still are, though, you know. But, yeah, there's a lot of good careers made out of that show.
Do you know what last week was?
No.
Our 300th episode.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, as way of background, you at home may be going, gee whiz, you guys have been on the air for 19 years, and you just had your 300th episode, man. When you should be maybe into the 800s by now.
It's like a fine wine.
Episode 1, May 12th, 2005.
Okay.
All right. From there, we strolled to the 100th episode, which was July 8th, 2014.
9 years later.
Yes, yes. Now, from there, it was a jaunty halloo to the 200th episode, which was July 11th, 2021, a mere 7 years later.
Well, okay, so we're okay. Not a couple years off of that.
You know,
all
like
right.
We're
getting better.
At a breakneck pace at that point. Yeah. You couldn't contain us.
Yeah, right.
To 200. And then we got on track. 250 was February of 23, and then 300 was last week. So now we're like a regular show. We're trying to do 45 to 48 new shows a year. So
yeah, we really should be up around 800 or so, shouldn't
we?
We
should be in the 800s. But how many times can you tell the Nebraska pussy joke and have old-timey guy? Like, how many fucking times?
You imagine 1,000 episodes of this fucking nonsense.
If that were the landmark, I'm gonna do 500 like it's the Super Bowl. Oh, it's going to be 20 years next year, right?
Yeah, yeah. 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, that's fucking... I just wanted to tell dick jokes with a buddy of mine that I really liked. Like, that's all this show is. I just wanted to say funny things into a microphone with Jeff Durant, and now it's 20 years. Now, 20 years would have gone by anyway.
Right.
You know, but...
Boy, a lot has changed. A lot has happened. A lot has fucking happened. Holy shit.
It's the strange... It's the wildest shit.
Yeah.
It's just... We at one point said, I can't imagine being in my 50s doing, like, I remember.
I remember having that conversation.
Yeah.
Can you imagine doing this when we're 50? Nah, I won't be doing this when we're 50. Nah.
No, but we're better now than we were fucking.
Oh, much better.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
My editing skills are definitely better. God damn.
Well, the equipment's a tad bit fucking improved, too. Over the fucking soup cans with strings.
That was almost the one, too. I got a clench. Buddy.
God, dude, I hope you shit your fucking pants on this show.
And I got one in the chamber. And I'm not going to lie. I've been on antibiotics since Wednesday night. Wednesday night? Thursday night? And I'm here to tell you, it's in the chamber. So if I don't remember to clinch.
It's over.
Good night, moon.
It's over. Good night, moon.
Okay.
Good night, shit flying over the moon.
Mm.
Right the fuck on. Let's keep you fucking laughing.
We haven't talked a lot about this year because we kind of wore it out last year, but I had a $1,500 hand pay at the casino last night. That's wild.
You got a $1,500 hand job at the casino?
No.
Oh.
Hand pay.
Oh, hand pay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
You've had a few of those, though. You've had some hand pays.
I had two in the same day right before Christmas.
That's right. Yep.
And then this one.
Yeah.
Last night. I walked out of there plus $1,300 last night.
Whoa.
It was awesome.
So you walked in with what, $200?
I took four last night.
Okay. That sounds more like you.
Last night. Yeah. No. More like me is to... push my bills out for another pay cycle and take 900. That's more like me.
900?
Jeff.
Oh, man.
When it was at its worst last year, at its worst, there were times where I would go with, every time I went, with between 6 and 9. Buddy, when I tell you I maxed out credit cards and the whole bit, like it was wild.
Poof.
Yeah. So it's nowhere near that bad this year.
Okay.
But I went, no, I mean...
Honestly. You still got your VIP status.
Oh, yeah. But that'll be gone.
You won't. You're not going to.
Nowhere close.
What do you got to do to gain that? Just gamble
50,000 points in a calendar year.
Okay.
And I've got maybe 10 if you dream real hard. I'm not hitting 50. But I don't take advantage of it for anything other than the parking. So what am I losing? You know, really.
Fucking. Please let me know when you lose it, because I have to change your fucking shit on my phone. Change it back to, like, you
Pastor
know,
Daddy.
Fucking Ralph the homosexual or something.
So anyway, I went with $400 and I hit, what the fuck even was, The first machine I sat at, I mean, everything I touched fucking paid me. It was the shit.
I like that when you go in there and you start hitting, you know?
First machine. Now, what I've learned about gambling, slot machines, the way to win big is to bet big.
Yeah. I've learned that too.
And that's not who I am. I'm a dollar a spin guy. Right. I'm not trying to go in there and drop $5 a spin.
Exactly.
But
Long gone.
Down the road.
Yeah, right.
What a fucking guard dog you got there. Jesus Christ. Shut the fuck up. I got it.
It's what that means is there was somebody here. There was somebody here.
I want a security alarm that goes off after the guy leaves your house after breaking in.
It's the everything's okay alarm. It'll sound every 3 seconds.
That was Homer's invention.
Yes.
Along with the makeup shotgun, right? Yeah, right?
For the woman who only has four-fifths of a second to put her face on. He shoots Marge, and she says, oh, homie, yet it's set on four. He goes, now don't move. He shoots her. He's on. Now I got to go get my cold cream gun. That is one of my favorite fucking episodes. Woman who only has four-fifths of a second. Jesus. Oh, we're a fucking goddamn mess.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Casino money.
So I went with $400. And unfortunately, you have to bet big to win big.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
The unfortunate part about that is, if you don't hit, you're down $150
quick
in 2 minutes.
Quick.
So, you got to accept you're living on that edge, right?
Right, yeah. But boy, when you hit a big one, it's...
I walked in and sat down at the machine and put in $50 and it raped my ass right away. Got up and walked to another machine that paid me $375.
Okay.
Now, that was on $5 bets. Okay. $5 spins.
Holy shit.
Well, you're not going to get that otherwise. I mean, and so that got me into, so now I'm into the high sevens, and so now it's time to fucking gamble. You know, now it's time to fucking
get fucking warmed up.
So I got up and moved around, and you know, you'll win 350, but you're going to gamble 250 to get to the next 350. Right. So you're not really gaining that much room.
Yeah.
You're just kind of having fun and like, a lot of money is passing through your hands, but you might not win a whole fuck ton because you're trying to, you know, it's like an adrenaline junkie. You know, you're you get super excited, then you have an adrenaline dump, and then you get super excited. It's exhausting to gamble that way. But I love it, so that's why I do it. But anyways, so I got to a machine, and as I hit, I got to the bonus, and it was a marginal payout, and then I stayed at that machine, which I don't always do. And I continued to play, and it got me to another bonus. And that one was the one that got me up to the major jackpot in the whole bit. It was $1,557.
Nice. Fuck it. What machine was it?
Ultimate Fireball something or other.
I got to look at that because I don't know. I don't know that I looked at that close if I recognize the game or not. Oh, God.
It's the one where you got to get four fireballs to get into the bonus.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah.
Where is it? Oh, yeah.
And then they got you sitting around forever while you're fucking waiting for the goddamn woman to come out. I tipped her $50 and then kind of... But I walked out plus $1,300 last night. That was pretty awesome.
Fucking major. Nice.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, you did. You hit some high ones there, man.
I mean, it's... Yeah.
500,
yeah.
15.
Mm-hmm.
I showed that to Trixie. She's like, did he win $156,000?
No, that's why
no,
I always...
No.
You always go over 2 decimal points.
Yeah. Yep. Why do they do that? Why don't they just put the fucking dollar amount up there?
I don't fucking
know. Never understood that. They're fucking with me because they know I don't compute well up here. I think that's part of the plan. Just put your fucking money in, stupid, and shut up. When it's down to zero, can you count that, dumbass?
Going back to my show notes here.
Uh-huh.
The real lesson of Hunter Biden is to not fuck strippers bareback. Now, so let's forget the gun charge and the tax evasion and all that other stuff. All right? Okay. Let's just kind of put that aside for a second. The real lesson is don't fuck strippers bareback. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You've been bagless since 85, though.
Not fucking strippers, dude. Right? Like, strippers are like, you know how like animals in the wild have markings that let you know they're dangerous? You seen a picture of fucking the stripper Hunter Biden knocked up?
No.
She's got crazy eyes.
Oh, she got the...
As far as the fucking eye can see. And if you're in a strip club and you go, she's a stripper and she's got crazy eyes, that's the girl for me.
I can't help you.
Can't help you. You should have jerked off before you went to the club. You should have stayed home and whacked your mule. That is the action of a guy that does a lot of crack, lot of cocaine. Hunter Biden. You know?
I just don't know a lot about that whole fucking scenario. I mean,
it's the actions of a guy who smokes crack while getting foot jerked by hookers, allegedly. Actually, I don't know about allegedly because I saw a video that. Ooh, good gracious. Some of those videos got out and.
God, somebody actually took a video of that shit?
He did.
Oh, he did.
He's a fucking narcissist.
What is wrong with these fucking people? Why do they do that?
Because he's a narcissist. In his case, he's a crackhead and a narcissist. And so, like,
and just thinks he's not touchable, huh?
If you took a video of yourself getting your dick sucked, it would be your cock and the girl sucking it. Not Hunter Biden, man. He's got his fucking face in every video so he can fucking see himself.
Boy, I just don't understand people like that. I just don't get it.
Getting foot jerked by a hula, allegedly. Your instinct, your survival instinct, doesn't keep you away from that because you got a full ball bag? I can't fucking help you. Guys need to learn. Guys need to train their boys, their sons.
Yeah, some of these guys can't, though.
Well, no, but you wouldn't let your son walk up to a rattlesnake in the fucking, you know, and like, oh, I'm going to poke this and fucking, You got to teach
him. Son, you just walk right up there and you pet that rattlesnake good. He'll like it.
Pull up a picture of that woman. She's got 1,000
Hunter Biden hooker?
No, Hunter Biden baby mama or whatever.
Oh.
She's got 1,000 cock stare. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy, fucking tell me. Tell me.
Boy, he's got the cracked teeth, doesn't he? Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's fucking, that's right there. You can see it.
Tell me, she's
that's
got
fucking dangerous.
Crazy eyes. Why you don't fuck with a bear in the wild? That's the fucking reason. That. Train your boys to stay away from that shit. What are you doing?
Is that the same one?
Yes. Every picture, it's fucking crazy eyes.
Oh, yeah. God, that's even worse, man.
It's not a picture. It's every fucking picture.
She looks like, what do they get a load of me?
First of all, why are her eyes so far apart? What is she, a fucking space alien?
Holy oh, wow, they really shit. Are.
Shit. What is going on with girls and instead their fucking eyes are a mile apart?
Well, instead of the downs, she's got the ups. I don't know. Further apart was, there. They call it the ups. I don't know.
I was
fuck.
Very entertained by that. Thank you for... Oh, yeah. It's every picture.
You know, listen. Watch this. Close your eyes.
All right. Okay.
All right. Close your eyes.
I got it.
All right. Open them. Now who do you see? Gary fucking Busey. I'm telling you right there. It is a Gary Busey fucking... What's buttered sausage smile if I ever saw it. Ooh. What about buttered sausage?
Again, every time I cough, I'm this much closer God to shitting my
pants. I make you shit your fucking pants.
I don't know. You're only supposed to take antibiotics every 6 hours or whatever. I've been pounding them every 4.
Dude.
And I'm here to tell you. Oh, no, fuck that.
Yeah?
No, it's a week. It's a fucking enough already. It's enough. I'll give you 2 or 3 days, and then I got to get out.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So that's Hunter's kid, huh?
Yeah.
Ain't good for him.
Anyway, what does he need, you know?
She's got some fucking milkers, doesn't she?
Well, yeah, again. Either, yeah, that's the picture right there. That's the first time I saw her. And that woman, whatever's wrong with Hunter Biden, and it's a lot, but that woman is fucking crazy. And I don't care what anybody says.
I'm telling you, that is a Gary Busey fucking smile.
Who has the bigger forehead? Fucking Hunter Biden? Well, or his baby mama? Ooh, I mean, that is... his
fucking pops?
Old fucking Plugs McGillicuddy right there.
Fucking Mr. Magoo.
Holy she's fucking... I fucking... The only thing... like, Trump versus Biden is like, you know, picking between the best way to commit suicide.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Either way, either way, you're fucking dead.
Yeah.
But I will say this. If Biden wins, the big thing to look forward to in the second term is he's going to die.
Oh, yeah.
And a president hasn't died in office for 3 generations. In modern life, it's a super rare occurrence.
Kennedy? Yeah, okay. All right, yeah. Yeah, if Biden wins, he'll die in office.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or you get a 25th Amendment situation, which has also never happened in history. I mean, there's been, you know, like for a day or two.
What's the 25th Amendment?
The 25th Amendment is super fucking complicated. And it's that way on purpose. It's where the vice president and the cabinet vote in a majority to take the president out of power.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, eligible right. Cause they're,
or yeah. The president writes a letter and says, I have to defer to the vice president for...
abdicate the throne.
Yeah, I mean, Reagan had a couple surgeries where he had to do
that.
Oh,
that's right,
like
yeah.
Bush had
yeah.
one where
yeah.
he had to do that. That's happened a lot in our lifetimes, actually.
Yeah.
That has. But then, like, the process by that is super complicated.
Oh, I bet it is.
Cabinet's
sure.
got to vote that the president is not fit to serve. And then the president can write a letter and say, yes, I am. And then the cabinet's got to do. Like, it's super fucking complicated.
Sure.
But the reason is to prevent third world banana, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, like, so he's either incapable to continue or he dies. Either way, it's never happened in our lifetime. So we get to see history either way.
Yeah.
And it's 50-50 that Trump even fucking lives the whole 4 years.
I was just
he's
saying,
not
I mean,
young either.
No, well, and he's the pillar of health. So
yeah, they said last night, flying back from that thing he was at, I saw a headline that said he stopped and bought $500 worth of Five Guys or some shit for the flight home.
And then he went and had dinner. Yeah.
Well, I guess it was for everybody on the I just saw a headline, but.
Boy, Five Guys sounds fucking good.
Yeah.
I can't afford Five Guys anymore, though.
Well, I'd like to start with 2 and see if I like it. And then see if I could go with Five Guys.
Fucking Brian's having bangers and mash tonight.
Like a circus seal. let me see. Brian almost fell down. Oh, stepped outside of the fucking house to get... Yeah, that. That's a fucking one of those pictures. That's one of those...
Look at that fucking idiot.
I'm telling you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He looks like one of the characters from The Walking Dead show.
He fucking stinks.
Wow. All right, anyway, so Brian almost fucking bit it.
I walked out of the front door to get my mail, and the screen door, it was a windy day, and the screen door, but the storm door swung open. And I reached out to grab it and just kept right on going.
I wish I could have seen that.
I wish I could have seen it because in retrospect, it could only have been hilarious.
Boy, that sounds like a pulled muscle waiting to happen,
man. I fucking just
kept
right on going. Because then you got that step out from the house to the step
right.
and then the step to the yard. And I just, yeah. my forward momentum, such as it was, kept me right on
low,
going.
You have that low center of gravity now, too. So,
no, not my cock, Jeff. My gut is what I mean.
talking about your ball bag.
Oh.
With your ball bag, your center of gravity's not like your knees.
They're in the way.
Yeah, fuck yeah, they're in the way.
I'm in bed last night trying to watch the beloved Braves, and I fucking roll over, and that's a goddamn...
Squish.
That's a goddamn circus act now.
Not sure if you shit your pants or sat on your nuts.
No, I could tell by the torsion what it was. Oh, yeah. Fucking disgraceful.
Isn't that really... That's a travesty that fucking happens to us. Why do they got a fucking sag like that?
Well, because you don't need to be fuckable anymore. Okay? You're 50. The time to be fuckable is when you're 20, when you got to keep the species continuing.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to do that at 50, all right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I shit myself. Oh, how great would a fucking be if he's given the fucking inaugural and he just falls over? Or the State of the Union, like that movie Dave, and he just fucking falls over.
How come Joe doesn't have any pictures with his other kids?
What, the other grandkids? Funny you should ask.
Didn't one of his kids die in a car accident or something? Oh, along with his first wife, too, right?
Yeah. First wife and daughter.
And daughter.
Died in a car crash. And
I'm an ass.
Did I send you the link to that website that... I send you a link to that website where you can sign up and give it prompts and it creates music for you, lyrics and everything?
Yes, you did, yes.
Did you listen to any of those?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all AI generated, right?
Every single note of it.
Oh, boy. Do we have a theme song now? Well, please tell me that American Hitler's singing a theme song.
Well, I have an idea for a song. Let me at least tell you the premise.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm going to sign up for this, and I'm going to say, in the style of Led Zeppelin...
Okay.
...create a song about a child dying from a stomach virus. Or, alternatively, in the spirit of or in the style of Led Zeppelin, create a song about a child falling out of a window.
In the style of Eric Clapton.
Tears in heaven. How about you lock your fucking screen door, buddy?
Yeah, no shit, idiot. Smoke another fatty.
Isn't that what happened? The kid fucking...
Got out, yeah, I think so.
Crawled out and fell.
Yeah.
I'd like to be walking down the street when that happens. Holy fuckaroni. Oof.
It's raining, kids. Hallelujah.
It's like Diddy's house. Yeah, right.
In the style of Led Zeppelin. Yeah, some of those were...
hard to listen to. But the point being... Mm. It can create for you in 5 seconds an entire 3-minute song.
Yeah.
And it's not there yet, but it's a fuck of a lot closer than it's not.
Yeah.
I figured out why crime is still rampant in fucking Gotham City. That's another thing I got on my show notes. I'll swing this around so you can see it.
Stop, Joker! Stop in the name of decent citizens everywhere!
Now,
that'll stop in the tracks, Batman.
It's the Joker running out of a bank with a bag full of cash, okay? And you know it's a bag full of cash because it's got like the money symbol on it or some shit like that. I forget what it was even.
Oh, I'm sure it's got the dollar sign on it.
No, it doesn't.
But he's coming out of the bank, so.
Yes.
Stop, Joker! Stop in the name of decent citizens everywhere!
Now, the Joker runs into the street, okay? With a bag full of money.
Try to stop me, dynamic duo.
Let's get him, Batman.
Looking like Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction.
That is hilarious. That's very funny. Then you got Casey Kasem doing Robin's voice here.
Oh, is it?
Let's get him, Batman.
Not here, Robin. We'll cross the street the right way at the corner,
Jesus
remember?
Christ.
Now listen. The Joker is running...
absconding with all the fucking money in Gotham.
Just to recap, the Joker running out of a bank with cash, a huge bag full of fucking money, runs into the street. Robin says...
Jaywalks into the street,
right.
Brian.
And Robin says, let's get him. And that cuck Batman says, no.
Nope.
We got to cross at the corner in order to chase the Joker, right?
But he'll get away.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I remember this.
And the Joker gets hit by a car.
Good. Fuck him.
And slides into it. And for some reason in Gotham, manholes are just fucking sitting uncovered. Open all over the city for some reason.
Cover right next okay? to
him. But this fucking asshole not wanting to go after the Joker is why crime after 80 years is still rampant through that fucking city. Fuck stupid Batman.
Holy manhole.
Yeah, holy manhole, Robin.
Actually, Robin, the Joker was lucky. Now he'll only spend some time in jail. If that car had been going a little faster, it could have finished him off forever.
Right, because you're not going to fucking do it, beta male idiot.
You're not going to do it.
What's the point of surrendering your whole adolescence and teen years to fucking 570,000 kinds of hand-to-hand combat so you can stop crime and then let the motherfucker run away with it because you got to cross at the street? Fuck stupid Batman. Cuck idiot.
You wouldn't have said that if it was Heath Ledger's Joker.
Do you want to know how I got these scars?
God damn, that was on the other day, and I watch it just to watch him.
That's the only reason.
It's the only reason
see
I will watch that movie is to watch Heath Ledger's Joker.
Someone,
it's so fucking good.
Someone on YouTube took like every scene he's in and put it on. It's like 45 minutes. Just watch that. It's the way.
That's the scene with him at the hospital dressed up as the nurse.
Very funny whole
thing, you know, and him pressing the button at the end. Just, it's a great fucking.
Yeah, it's the best.
God damn, he's so good. He was so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, that's why fucking.
No, Robin. We'll cross the street at the crosswalk. Well, fuck you, Batman.
You fucking.
Fucking half a man.
Batman's the kind of.
Half a bat.
Batman's the kind of guy that jerks his cock in a corner while the big black bull fucking reams his woman out. Fuck you, Batman. Run into the street and fucking get him. If the car had hit Joker and killed him, he'd have done more to stop crime in that city than you have, you fucking idiot. Fuck you.
Jesus Christ.
Joker 2 is going to be a musical. Have you heard that?
No, I did not.
Yep. At least 15 songs. Yep. Yep.
I'm not happy about that.
Virtually guaranteeing I won't see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's really too bad.
That's disappointing.
That has a lot of potential for a sequel.
Sure does.
Not as a goddamn musical, though.
Nope. 15 songs. I read the other day at least 15 songs.
Is that fucking Joaquin Phoenix's fucking idea?
No. I think it's the director and
fucking musical.
Yeah. I remember when they first said they were going to do it, that it was going to. I mean, they've been saying this since day one.
What, that it was going to be a musical?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I thought maybe there was just, you know, something.
Yeah.
You know, something, you know, not accurate.
Or that's
whatever.
Really a bad idea.
It's completely disappointing.
Yeah. Hmm.
Crossing the street.
Let's get him, Batman.
Batman and the Heimlich maneuver. Hang on.
Wait a minute. What?
Hang on here. This one I've never seen.
You know, Robin, quite often people choke on a piece of food they're eating.
Right. What can you do for them?
You know, Robin, often people choke on a dick.
Not you, though, Robin.
Not you, Robin.
Come on, swallow.
I haven't seen a dick yet you can't take.
Ooh. That is going to be You may have recognized that clip from the beginning of this episode when it was out of context audio.
By the way, what, is the name of this episode going to be Panda Pussy?
I haven't decided. I was going to go with Better Late Than Never, but I might have to be Panda Pussy.
Health tips. I remember these, though, from the...
I do, too.
Was it the Super Friends
show? You know, Robin, quite often people choke on a piece of food they're eating.
Right. What can you do for them?
Quite often? It's not quite often.
I've never seen
if
it
you're
happen.
Eating with a fucking utensil, not out of a trough, like don't a fucking animal.
Eat like a fucking... Don't eat like a Viking.
You fucking Viking?
Brush those gimmicks, Batman.
Well, brush those fucking gimmicks in your mouth. They're called teeth.
If I were choking, you'd stand behind me, wrap your arms around my waist.
Yeah.
I'd like a rock right now. I mean, like a rock right... I mean, it is... A rager, comparatively speaking.
How's that, how's that mask stand on Robin's face?
Come. Come. Batman comes on his face, applies the mask, and then...
Sounds like Velcro when he takes it off. It's like fucking... Oh, yuck.
Sounds like Velcro could also be a show title.
That means that Batman's got to fucking unload on him before they ever go fight
ever,
crime to
ever,
begin with.
Ever. Right. When, as they're sliding down the pole in the series in
yeah,
68.
Yeah, they're sliding down a pole.
Oh, yeah. And it's fucking...
It's happening there, huh? Is that when it happens?
Batman furiously...
Jerking
his rod as fast as he can to get a load on that dumb teenage boy's face. Which, I mean, who among us? I mean... You know.
So what, Alfred's there for cleanup in case Batman fucking, can't make it happen?
Fucking Alfred's another one.
Alfred, yeah.
People choke on a piece of food they're eating.
Right, what can you do for them?
Well, if I were choking, you'd stand behind me,
yeah,
wrap
you
your arms around my waist,
yeah,
then make a fist with one of your hands and put it against my abdomen with your thumb.
And put it right in my ass.
I'm going to cut this down so it's going to be like, stand behind me. And make a fist. I'll have it at the end of this episode, maybe. Stand behind me and make a fist.
And put it...
Then stick it in my asshole.
Holy shit.
And make a fist with one of your hands and put it against my abdomen with your thumb against my body, slightly below my...
All right.
Grab your fist and press in...
4-year-old's not going to fucking remember any of this.
In and upward.
Oh, he is fucking...
You might have to press and push up more than once.
Yeah, baby. More than once. Yeah.
Do it again, Robin.
Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah. Yeah, this time, take that stupid condom off.
Try it again. It's important to get it right. Someone...
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It sure
Boy, this
is.
This audio could be cut down.
It is. So. And it will be, Jeff. That's the important thing I want you to understand. It will be. Oh, yes, it will.
Life may depend on it.
Make a fist like your life depends on it.
I mean, it is coming. That's awesome.
Jesus Christ, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Stand behind me and make a fist. Do it more than once if you have to. Your life may depend on it. Yeesh.
Wow. He's up, Batman.
Yeah, really.
Start with a little foreplay or something, yeah. Will you please?
No,
I'm excited about the project.
All that sweat, all that nervous excitement. That asshole's ready to go, man. He is ready. All that nervous excitement. Let's see, what else have I got on my show notes here? Guy I work with is in Mexico and just sent me a video from the resort he's staying at. I hope it's being overrun by fucking third worlders. Oh. Well, that's a good looking hotel room. I mean, that is a good piece of business. Man, I gotta start making that fucking GM money. God damn. Stepping outside of the fucking hotel room, looking out to the pool.
Don't step outside the hotel, you'll get fucking shot.
I mean, you are a quarter mile away from getting fucking overrun by third worlders who haven't had a full meal in 6 weeks. Oh, fuck that. No, I don't fucking trust them, because when the fucking revolution comes, it's going to start at places like that. They're going to fucking overrun those places first. And just my luck, it'd be the fucking weekend I'm there.
Right.
Like in Godfather 2, Castro comes fucking strolling in, and the Corleones got to beat it out of fucking town. No, I'd be just my fucking luck. Fuck you.
Yep.
How'd that go, that Castro revolution? That turned out okay, right?
Sure, yeah. Yeah. What year is it now in Cuba? Like 1975?
Well, if you judge by the cars they drive, it's 1955. Are they still driving Ford Fairlanes around and shit like that? And fucking...
The Edsel was huge in Cuba.
Yes! Can I tell you an Edsel Ford story? Do you know anything about Henry Ford?
Bits and pieces.
He was a cunt. By all accounts, a cunt. And Edsel was his son.
Right. And how many kids did he have?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I
only know about Edsel.
Okay.
But at some point, he'd put Edsel in charge of the Ford Motor Company, and he went and started a different car company or whatever.
Yeah.
At any point, he comes back and discovers that Edsel had started construction at the plant, not enough to stop the project, which Henry Ford did, but then left it sitting there in progress so Edsel could be reminded of the mistake Henry thought he made.
Wow.
Yeah. Henry Ford was a cunt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything I've ever
ever read
about him doesn't speak well to him being a great human being.
No. No. Which is unfortunate because he changes the world. And, like,
oh, no shit. I mean, when it comes to, you know, automated manufacturing and shit in the production line. I mean,
didn't your father have a model?
Yeah, 31 Model A.
It was an A. Yeah.
Yep.
That
car was fucking sweet.
It was an actual Model A, or was it a kit?
No, it was an actual.
Because they sell kits.
No, it was an actual 31 Model A.
No, that was clean as a whistle too.
It was in good shape. It ran good. The body had some dings and dent, but it was perfect to tool around it. You know,
he sold that.
Yeah, he did.
A gal down the street from my dad had a T, but I think it was a kit.
I went.
You know what? Like, you can buy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know.
I came and picked that car up, I think about the second or third time Trixie and I went out. Drove it up to her house, picked her up. Yeah.
That had to have been the night you banged her, right? For the first time? Come on. You show up in a Model fucking A. Either she fucks you or she never talks to you again.
You know what? I was just going to say, that's one of those things. You show up on a second date and you don't really know each other very well, and they either look at you and go, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Or they're, you know, they're...
I need a girl that's going to fuck on the first date. Fuck her, get the fuck out. I don't have time. I'm old. I don't have time.
You know, my dad had that Model A, and then he had a few different... He had a few different Corvettes.
I saw
over the years, and he had that 69 Stingray. I personally was not a big, I'm a fan of cars. I'm a fan of the way cars look. I don't care how fast they go, how loud they are. I would drive an 89 Lamborghini Countach body on a go-kart chassis just because I like the way it fucking looks. But of, you know, all the different vets and stuff he had, the car I liked the most and the one I always wanted to tool around him was that Model A. God, that was fun. Had to double clutch that motherfucker before you shifted. That was the weirdest thing to get used to, man.
I bet.
Top speed was about 45.
We weren't really close back then, but I know I said to you a couple times, man, let me come over.
Yeah,
with
we should have. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. If I could ever find one for a decent price, I'd seriously consider getting one. But
it'd be a hell of a project car.
Yeah. You know what, though? I can work on something like that because the engines
because it's all...
My knowledge of combustion engines.
Right.
You know, I don't know this new shit.
No.
But I could work on something like that, you know. Yeah, that thing was fucking... And that had... It had electric start, but you could also... It had a crank on the front.
Yes! Yeah. Well, yes. Gotta wake up the hamster and get him moving.
had the fucking rumble seat in the back.
That's a lot of fucking was done back in those days, man. Ooh.
Yeah.
They fucking bad enough for the fucking men to have all the fucking hair that they got on them. Fucking 1931 pussy must have been a goddamn nightmare. Oh.
Had the old auga horn.
Yeah, then you had to fucking take off 8 layers of clothes or whatever the fuck they were doing.
Let me get this 3-piece suit off, Nell.
Actually, 31, they were in the Depression, right? So it wouldn't have been, it would have been flappers back then, right?
31?
Yeah. Depression hit in 29.
Oh, 29. Yeah. I was thinking of Prohibition. Prohibition was what, 33?
No, that was years and years before. That was 21.
Is that it right there? Yeah.
The 18th Amendment.
Fucking read it, please. 20 to 33. Okay, so it ended in 33. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it was FDR that ended it.
Yeah, yeah.
He came in and approved, you know.
13 fucking years dry.
Well, I mean, in the matter of speaking. Well. Right? Like, not for
illegal,
real.
Illegal. Yeah, right. Probably so, wetter. Probably wetter in those 13 years than it has been since.
Yeah, no shit. The 18th Amendment is just an amendment to the Constitution. There has to be an enforcement act put into place. And for the 18th Amendment, it was called the Volstead.
The Volstead,
Act.
Yeah. Yep,
and
yep.
That thing was riddled with fucking holes. And it probably on purpose. And there were various cities across the country that states that just went, eh, you know, we're not even going to, that's all right. You know, we're not even going to bother with it. So, that kind of harkens back to that progressive era where it was a lot of, yes.
Every day will be Sunday when the town goes dry.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Is that a song?
Oh, I hope it is.
Oh.
Yes. All right. Is this Stairway to Heaven? Let's go. Jesus.
John Barleycorn must go. He must fly off with old Crow and the other friends we know. Old John has been champion for years beyond a doubt. But now it looks as if they'll count him out. Soon closing sense and we'll be out of date. Yeah, when Prohibition...
If there isn't a reference about a darkie in here, I'm going to be highly disappointed.
Who did we have that? Kate Smith? Yeah, those songs? Ooh. Kate Smith.
Goodbye, Hunter. So long, Scott. Farewell, hay and the hay. Oh, my darling old frappy, they will soon take you away. At the table d'hote with Lola, they will serve us Coca-Cola. No more saying, let me buy. No more coming.
All right, this is like fucking One by Metallica. It takes longer to develop than... Good gracious.
Yeah, all right. I've had enough
of that. Jeez, all right. We get to the fucking point. Van Morrison, let's go.
This is the song they played the day after Prohibition started to sober everybody up instantly.
Yeah, that was someone's favorite
song.
Jesus
Christ.
You know, like back then it was... But, you know, so like that... So,
hey, put on the wax cylinder when the town goes dry.
The 78. But like that Woodrow Wilson era of America where they, and I say they, for the first time, they were kind of rather out in the open saying and acting on the theory that it's progressive because we know better than you.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell you how to live your life. And you see it in Prohibition and you see it also in eugenics, where they were deciding who should breed and who shouldn't, and who should be chemically, you know, who should be, you know, fixed, who should be rendered unable to breed.
Didn't you say you watched something recently
on
eugenics?
Yeah. American Experience has got one out right now.
Yeah, it's good.
And I'll link to it in the show notes. It's a good piece of business. But it's that whole, you know, they talk lovingly of the progressive era, but the fact is, it was all that. The progressive era was all we know better than you. Yeah. And we're going to tell you how to live your life.
Yep.
And that's, yeah, that's, I think one of the first things Roosevelt did when he comes into office in 33 is allows 3% beer or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much, the bud was off the rose at that point.
I know the beer movement at the time, or the beer, because there still were a lot of tons of independent breweries. You didn't have just your Miller and Budweiser. Those guys fought hard, man. They're like, look, man, we're not whiskey,
right?
You know, we're beer. We're healthy.
That's
So
read the Volstead Act and read. Daniel Okrent had a great book about Prohibition called Last Call, I think it's called, where they kind of get into about how, well, you've got some malt extract over here, and maybe if you mix that with this, maybe you might get some beer out of it. And
well, they sold bricks of grape juice.
Grape concentrate.
Grape concentrate. Yeah. Said, you know, do not turn this into wine by doing X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Yeah, right on it, you know.
Yeah. Do not turn into wine by adding this much water and letting it sit for 2 weeks or whatever it was. Like,
don't fucking do that.
Yeah, I mean, it was
that's great.
I mean, when they say prohibition, there were, I mean, like the Volstead Act had exceptions for like religious observances for wine, and all of a sudden, like synagogues and churches had like this 3,000% increase in wine orders. Like,
got happy hour over the fucking church.
Yeah, man, it was a, I mean, you know, there's.
How come you're doing communion every hour on the hour, Father?
well,
you know.
I got to get the boys liquored up.
Got to save those souls.
Well, apparently one of the byproducts of me having whatever this was is I'm never going to be hungry again. God damn it. I've eaten maybe 3 meals in the last week. Not hungry. It's fucking crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh. Interesting.
I forced myself to have a bag of chips on the way here, but I am not hungry. It's crazy.
You all that in a bag of chips there, TGO?
Oh, you know what? I just thought of it, too. Ken Burns did a documentary on Prohibition that's worth watching. It's 3 episodes.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's strong piece of business.
I like that American Experience show. I want to watch that eugenics one.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. They've been, that American Experience has been on for a long time now. I remember watching that a lot before I had cable and shit, when PBS shows it.
Oh, man.
How you doing?
My throat doesn't hurt, but I can tell my voice is getting worse.
Here, I'll fucking hurt it for you.
My gums, maybe. You fucking thimble dick faggot.
Halfway down your tongue.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Stick it out more.
You said something on a show a few weeks ago. You talked about having to fucking... Oh! This is what happened. I got sick, and I got sick dick, where it fucking shrinks way up into your fucking body.
Yeah.
And because my temperature was lower than normal. Nothing about this sickness makes sense, by the way. It's all fucking dumb. But I would fucking go into piss, and it would be... He'd be hiding in there. He was all the way pulled in. And I fucking remember I was at work the other day. And I go into piss and I'm like, get out of there, you fucking asshole. I'm trying to get it out. And you said something.
Gonna put a heat lamp on it. So
that's so funny. You said something on the show.
Turtle poking its head out.
You said something on the show a few weeks ago about having to watch porn before you go take a piss. So, and I fucking was howling. God damn it.
I forgot about that.
Oh,
that
was shit.
That's funny.
Oh, I fucking...
Oh, shit.
I know it.
Ooh, damn this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, buddy. Lots of coughing.
Yeah.
Lots of coughing and hacking. Well, I'm not gonna make the people listen to me anymore on this, but when we see you next week, hopefully we'll have better... We'll have better sounding material for you.
God, oh, yeah, here you go. You're just talking about the Cullen-Harrison Act.
Yeah.
Roosevelt did the 3.2.
Yeah, 3.2 is what it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we will see you then next week on TGO Radio.
Stand behind me, wrap your arms around my waist, then make a fist with one of your hands and put it against my ass. Press in and upward. You might have to press and push up more than once. Try it again. It's important to get it right. Someone's life may depend on it.
The show is over.